Now, if you're a fan of home runs, 2019's been a real treat for you, especially here in Wisconsin. The Milwaukee Brewers are on pace to break the single-season record for most homers hit by a team, and outfielder Christian Yelich leads all of Major League Baseball in home runs. But some people say you can have too much of a good thing. Major League players are on pace to hit about 6,700 home runs this year. That would shatter the current record by about 600. Three players, including Yelich, have a legitimate shot at hitting 60 homers, a feat nobody has pulled off since 2001. As for the Brewers threatening the single-season team home run mark, well, three other teams are also on track to beat it. In fact, there are so many homers that our guest says a lot of people are worried they may be killing the sport. Jared Diamond is a sports reporter at the Wall Street Journal. He focuses on Major League Baseball. Jared, thanks a lot for joining us today. Jared, do we have you on the line?
Yes, you do.
Oh, there you are. Great.
Hello?
So, yep, home runs, Jared. Once upon a time, we thought they were the best thing in a game. Why are people seeing this home run glut being bad for baseball?
Like anything, everything is best in moderation. You look at the home run, the statistic of the home run, and for all of baseball history, what made it so special was largely because how rare it was. The home run was seen as the ultimate sign of strength, of power. It was awe-inspiring because of not everybody could do it. Now, all of a sudden, not only are they not rare, they're among the most frequent things you see in a baseball game where it seems like anyone could hit a home run at any time. And it's just changed the aesthetics of baseball in such a way that it certainly turned off a certain segment of the fan base.
Give us a sense. I mentioned a couple stats setting this up, but give us a sense of how many more home runs we're seeing compared to most of baseball history. I'm going to jump in. We're losing our connection with sports writer Jared Diamond with the Wall Street Journal. I'll invite you to call in at 800-642-1234. Are you a baseball fan? Have you been or have you stopped being a baseball fan? What do you think about all the home runs in the game? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Do you get excited when the Brewers are hitting so many home runs this year? Or do you think it's all making the game a little more boring this year over time? What do you think is behind all the home runs? There are lots of them. Is it making the game less interesting for you? Also, more strikeouts, it seems like. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. I think we have Jared on another connection now. Jared, hi. Do we have you on the air? One more. Jared, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, great. So you were talking. Sorry, we lost our connection on that other mode of communication. But give us a sense of how big the home run glut is now compared to baseball history.
Sure. Until 2017, the most home runs ever hit in a season, Major League Baseball, was hit in 2000, which 2000, we all know, was the heart of the steroid era where an unbelievable amount of home runs were hit. All of a sudden, here in 2019, we're looking at potentially 1,000 more home runs hit this year than there were then. And the idea that there could be 1,000 more home runs hit than the heart of the steroid era in 2000, it's really almost unfathomable for anyone that's been a baseball fan for many decades.
What the heck is going on? Why are there so many home runs this year?
Well, finally, after a few years of Major League Baseball denying what was obvious to everybody, finally, MLB is acknowledging that the number one reason why the game has changed so much is the baseballs itself. The baseballs themselves are traveling farther than they ever did before. They're more aerodynamic. They have less drag, which means they have less resistance to the air than they did in the past. And it's created really a lot of frustration among not just fans, but players. There's a segment of Major League players, a large segment, that believe that Major League Baseball has done this on purpose, that the commissioner of baseball has taken it upon himself to juice the baseballs in order to generate more offense. Major League Baseball denies that very strongly. They insist that this is a manufacturing quirk, that they don't know why this is happening, And it's created really a rift in some ways between players that just want transparency and the league.
Yeah, there's a quote from Justin Verlander talking to ESPN during the All-Star break. Justin Verlander, the Houston Astros. I think we've got the quote cleaned up a little here. He said the balls are a joke. He said they've been using juiced balls in the home run derby in the All-Star break forever. They know how to do it, he says. It's not coincidence. I find it really hard to believe, Verlander says, that Major League Baseball owns Rawlings, the makers of baseballs, and just coincidentally, the balls become juiced. So the physics of this, apparently the core of the ball is better centered now. And some people said, no, it's not on purpose. It's just better manufacturing technique. What's the state of the debate on whether this is being done on purpose, Jared?
Well, that's what Major League Baseball says. They say that they've changed nothing, that the materials are all the same, that the process is the same. And all that's changed, maybe, is that the pill, the center of the ball, is more centered than it was before because they've just gotten so good in manufacturing baseballs. They're too good at manufacturing baseballs, and that has caused this supercharged ball. Now, it is true that baseballs are stitched by hand. It is a very human process, and then it comes as a surprise to a lot of people. There is no machine that is making Major League Baseballs. It is done at a factory in Costa Rica with real people. So there is expected variation from year to year or batch to batch of baseballs. But what we're seeing right now is a version of the ball that it's like a pinball. It is exploding off the bat, and it is the biggest reason why home runs have gone up so much.
Home runs and strikeouts, apparently. Is there a change in strategy, maybe knowing about these balls, where there's no reason not to swing for the fences?
Sure. We've seen strikeouts on the rise for years, and that has just increased. Over the past couple of years, we've seen a record number of strikeouts. It seems like every season there's going to be a record number of strikeouts again this year. And there are a few reasons for that that have to do with strategy. Certainly, the rise of data analytics in baseball have shown what now seems so obvious, but wasn't always obvious to teams and fans, it's that home runs are so far and away the best outcome of any at-bat, that you are better off as a hitter trying to hit them, even at the expense of strikeouts, of contact. It used to be that strikeouts were seen as shameful. They were embarrassing. With two strikes, you should shorten your swing just to put the ball in play. And increasingly, teams feel, using data that was not available to them in the past, that you shouldn't do that, that you're better off trying to hit a home run, even with two strikes. And if you strike out, that's okay, at least in most situations.
So is there evidence that fans don't like this, the fact that there are more and more plays, home runs, strikeouts, and I think walks too, where the ball never gets into play?
I'm not sure that it's fans don't like home runs, per se. In fact, I think a large segment of fans really do like home runs. I think they love home runs. But I think there's sort of some repercussions that have come with this version of baseball. The record number of strikeouts, the record number of home runs, the increase in walks. It's created a game where it's very slow. The games take longer than ever. And there's a lot less action than ever before. The ball is frequently not in play. You watch a baseball game today, and largely what you're watching is the pitcher and catcher playing catch with one another and occasionally a home run, which is exciting, but not at the expense of what used to be in the game. A lot of action, balls in play, people running, sort of feats of athleticism that have been lost. And there's certainly a divide among fans. Some, I think, really love this style of play. There are others that certainly don't, but
we're going to hear from some of those fans in just a moment. We're talking about the barrage of home runs being hit this year in Major League Baseball, on pace for a record by a large margin, and concerns that it's hurting the game. Jared Diamond is our guest. He writes about sports for the Wall Street Journal. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you still find home runs exciting, or is the thrill gone for you? Does it help that the Brewers are one of the top home run hitting teams in the league and that Christian Yelich is the league leader? Do you miss the days of singles, doubles, triples, groundouts, rundowns? Should Major League Baseball do anything to cut down on the number of home runs? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time.
Yelich a drive, hit back into center field, and that is a no-doubter, number 35 for Christian Yelich, and it's a 10-6 ball game.
Central Time, I'm Rob Ferret. Get up, get up, get out of here. We're talking about baseball's home run problem with Jared Diamond. He covers Major League Baseball for the Wall Street Journal, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think baseball has a home run crisis? Too many home runs? Is it getting boring? Plus strikeouts, walks, the ball not in play as much? Should baseball do something? Or are you excited? Are you glad to see the home runs? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls. Tim is with us in Chicago. Tim, hi.
Yes, I think there are too many home runs. You know, you think about when you were younger and you played, it's a small ball game, singles, doubles, stealing. And that just isn't in Major League Baseball today. You know, as the person from the Journal said, you see very little action and less strategy in terms of hitting and fielding. How many double plays do you see anymore? It's very rare from a defense perspective. So, yeah, I am a little worried. And the games are just too long.
Tim, thanks a lot for the call. Jared, the concern about the length of games too, but that feeling that there isn't that kind of on-the-field strategy anymore of hitting and fielding for that matter.
Yeah, the caller brought up a really interesting point, which is the game has gotten smarter. There's no question about it that baseball is smarter now than ever before. Just because it's smarter doesn't mean that it's more entertaining. And ultimately, this is an entertainment product. This is for fans. If it's not entertaining and people don't watch, it doesn't really matter if it's being played at an ideal level. And that's what all sports are dealing with, this idea of how do we change our game to sort of balance these two issues? Let's make the game smarter without losing what makes it fun. The NFL and the NBA have been very aggressive in making rule changes to that effect. Rule changes exclusively for entertainment. Baseball has been a lot more reluctant to do so. There's a lot more history in baseball. There's a lot more sort of clinging to tradition and not wanting to reach in and do things if you're the commissioner. But I think it's reaching the point where they're certainly considering having to make changes exclusively to ensure that the product remains entertaining.
Thanks for the call. We'll go to Tony now in Waukesha. Tony, hi.
Hi. My question was about, like, consumption patterns in baseball. You know, the older generation like to sit around and watch the game, listen on the radio. Middle age wants to watch it on SportsCenter, but my son consumes it on a Major League Baseball app. And so the home runs and quick strikeouts, they package up real well. He can watch the whole league in 20 minutes on his iPad. So I'm just wondering, as we shift more to digital content distribution, if that's not really an advantage for the league in terms of the change in the game.
Tony, thanks for the call. Interesting point. Home runs are easy to put online and watch in just a few moments, Jared.
They are, and that's something that baseball likes. Baseball likes people watching the game on their app, on social media. They like sort of that highlight style of the game. That's what the NBA has been so good at in recent years, packaging sort of great plays, dunks with superstar players as something you have to sort of look the next morning on social media to see. So baseball likes that element of it, and that's sort of the problem with this whole sort of question. It's that some of this is good for baseball, and some of it is bad. And how do you sort of keep the good without getting rid of the bad? And how do you sort of not alienate a lot of people? I don't think you can make everybody happy. It's impossible to make everybody happy. The question is, how do you make the least possible people unhappy to keep them engaged and keep them watching, and most importantly for baseball, spending money? And that's this is an $11 billion business. They intend for it to keep growing, not start to shrink.
Tony, thanks for the call. As a counterpoint, Jared, when I was a kid watching This Week in Baseball, they'd show home runs, yeah, fine, whatever. The exciting fielding highlights, the rundowns, the cool plays, those are, I always thought those were the good baseball highlights that I would have wanted to watch online.
Yeah, me too. And I wonder how sometimes what today's youth or kids today, what they like in baseball. It's very clear that baseball's audience is aging. We know that. In fact, the average age of a baseball watcher on TV is in his mid-50s. That's sad for baseball. That is not what baseball wants. You want something closer to the NBA audience, which is young, which is sort of the people that will soon have
disposable income that they could spend on tickets. And I think baseball does fear sort of its audience aging out. So it's trying to figure it out. TV ratings for everything are going down. So I don't know if TV ratings are as big of a concern as they used to be, but they're still not nothing because these TV deals, these giant TV deals with Fox, with ESPN, that's what pays the bill. That's where most of baseball's money comes from these days. It's not tickets. It's not merchandise. It's these giant multi-billion dollar deals.
Just to clarify, when I was watching this league in baseball as a child, there was no online to watch these highlights on. We're talking to Jared Diamond from the Wall Street Journal about a home run crisis, people say, in baseball. Too many home runs, more boring game, some people say. Back to your calls. Lisa is with us in Green Bay. Lisa, hi.
Hi. I'm just calling to say that when it's my team playing, there can't be too many home runs. If the team that they're playing against gets home runs, that's too many home runs.
Lisa, thanks a lot for the call. So, Lisa, yeah, a fan-based perspective there. Jared, okay for my team, not for others. Are there still people in it who are just, you know, they get excited when their team hits a home run and that keeps them in the game?
Oh, there's no question about it. Home runs do excite people. Let's not forget, home runs are still incredibly exciting. They are just jolts of action in a game that at times has very little action. So when they do happen, there is still this rise. They certainly get fans excited. There's also a segment of baseball fans, a large segment, that really doesn't care about the aesthetics of the product as long as their team wins. I'm sure there's a lot of Brewers fans out there that will say it doesn't matter, just like the caller said. It doesn't matter how many home runs are hit in the game as long as the Brewers win. And there's always going to be sort of those hardcore fans that feel that way. But baseball needs more than that. Baseball needs people to keep watching even when their team is out. Baseball needs people to tune into the World Series whether or not their team is in it, because only two teams can be in the World Series every year. And you think about the Super Bowl, for instance, and the World Series will never be the Super Bowl, but everybody watches the Super Bowl. It doesn't really matter who is playing in it. The World Series has had a problem with that, where it seems like it's very local, it's very regional, and once your team is out, people kind of tune out.
Thanks for the call, Lisa. We'll go now to David in Lake Forest, Illinois. David, hi.
Hi, how are you? Thank you. I have a quick question. I mean, back in the day, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, when they were hitting home runs all the time, I feel like baseball was at the height of its popularity, and now all of a sudden you're saying there's too many home runs. I guess I'll wait for your answer there. And the second point is, I think the popularity is declining because there aren't, like Pedro Martinez, marquee pitchers dueling it out. That's my point of view, not the home runs. Thank you.
David, thanks for the call. So, yeah, it was exciting when Sosa and McGwire were in this home run duel and we weren't worried about performance-enhancing substances quite yet.
Yeah, there are two interesting points there. I actually want to address the second point first about the pitchers, the lack of great starting pitchers. I agree with that. I think that's a big problem in baseball. And that sort of goes back to my point about just because the game is played better doesn't mean it's played smarter. Because of analytics now, teams do not use starting pitchers for the entire game. In fact, they tend to take their starting pitchers out two times through the order. There's all this data that says a pitcher facing a lineup a third time is bad. They struggle. So teams take them out. Or they go for full bullpen games, which is very trendy now. It works. There's no doubt that works. It doesn't mean that it's fun to watch. There's something exciting about seeing a pitcher put a team on his back and go eight or nine innings. And you don't see that anymore. As for the first point about McGwire and Sosa, first of all, there are, like I said, 1,000 more home runs than there were back then. That's a big difference to me. 1,000 is not an insignificant number. The other issue is one of distribution. When McGwire and Sosa were hitting all those home runs, they were hitting astronomical amounts of home runs. They were hitting 70 in the case of McGwire. What we're seeing now is different. We're not seeing a whole bunch of players hitting 50 or even 60. What we're seeing is an enormous amount of players hitting 20. That's not necessarily the same as a couple of guys hitting 50, 55, 60. You're just seeing guys that in the past would hit 6 or 7 home runs hitting 20. I think that distribution of where the homers are coming from makes a difference.
Do you think, Jared, as we start to wrap up, that Major League Baseball as an institution actually sees this as a problem?
Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, has said many times that the owners believe, the owners who are his bosses essentially, would like there to be fewer home runs in baseball. They think that it's aesthetically better when the game is not played quite in this way. But they acknowledge that there is a divide among fans. Their internal research says that some fans, some segment of the fans, love this style of baseball, and others do not. And I think part of it is generational. I think longtime fans who grew up watching baseball in the 60s or the 70s, the baseball they remember is essentially gone. And I think baseball is a game of nostalgia. It's a game that sort of transcends time. It moves through the decades. And when suddenly the game you remember falling in love with when you're 11 years old is gone, I think it's hard to sort of get on board with the game now. Now, for kids that were born in the heart of the steroid era, grew up watching baseball in the 90s and 2000s, I think they might have a different perspective on things.
Jared, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Jared Diamond. He writes about Major League Baseball for the Wall Street Journal. We talked to him about why many people say the sport has a home run crisis. This year, players are on pace to hit about 6,700 homers. That would be 600 more than the previous record set in 2017.